Recording in progress.
Sure. Charlie, you guys have made yourselves very, very difficult to beat and play against in the last few weeks, especially maybe start by talking through another season road performance.
Yeah, again, I don't think it was maybe our worst performance of the year, actually, but not our strongest for sure. But again, our team unity is so good. Like, we're a family out there. We're fighting for each other. We know we can suffer together. We know when we go in that low block, we're hard to beat. And then we've got guys like Sergio, Moosey's, Bevins, who are going to go and create stuff enough for us to get results. So we know if we can hold that clean sheet. Again, Ducci was unbelievable today. We're so hard to beat. We have the confidence right now, and things are going our way. But we know, the confidence to go and do that and stick together, and it's so hard to beat us. So we just got to keep doing that and keep getting the job done.
The last maybe 15 minutes there, you guys did have to weather a bit of a storm. Is that kind of resolve and ability to hold tight? I mean, something that can serve you, especially in a playoff game, for instance.
Yeah, again, it's never our plan to sit back and accept pressure almost, but again, they're fighting for playoffs. It's a scrappy field. It was sticky today. It was hard to play on. We knew there could be moments like that, and like I said, we're never planning to do that and sit back and go down low, but if it comes, it comes, and we know if it does come, then we sit back, I don't want to say with a smile on our face, but we'll sit back there and take pressure. Again, our back line, Cobbs, Monty, Dan have been unbelievable. They go and clear headers and that, and then Ducci comes and gets the rest. So we have so much confidence in our back line that, like, if we have to do that, we'll do it.
Knowing that today there was a chance that you guys can go on and win the league, and you know, step one of that is done, you go into it maybe with a bit more kind of nerves, maybe a bit something that you wouldn't feel, and does that maybe impact where you played, or does that just not exist in the locker room?
Again, we know how big it is. You know, this club has been pushing for this trophy, for a trophy for 5 years now, and we know we're at that touching distance. We want to do it for the gaffer, so I wouldn't say nerves, but we know, you know, it's starting to build and there's that excitement and everything. I don't think that had too much to do with our performance today. Again, it was just a hard place to come play. They're a scrappy team. They've got unbelievable individuals. We know on their day they can do stuff, and it's a bit randomness, I guess, so it's hard to predict what they're going to do. But, there's definitely that excitement, and, you know, it's building. It's starting to be talked about, and, you know, it's all around the league. So there's rumors of it or whatever, whispers of it. So we take it, but again, like I said, our unit is so strong that we almost try not to let that stuff come in, and we just keep going. We keep saying, let's control what we control, and we get those results and keep this group moving forward, and we'll see what happens later today.
Thanks, Charlie. Any other questions? I usually ask questions about League One Ontario players, but this one will be, because you've traveled all around the world playing for teams, but you're back in your hometown of Calgary, and so to sort of finish your career, you know, not that it's
going
to be...
Yeah, I'm just getting going. All right, easy does it.
Right.
Yeah, this is a stepping stone, no?
But how great is it to wake up every day and you're in your own hometown? And I don't know, do you get mobbed at the grocery store, or what's it like?
Quick story on that. Obviously, me and Gaffer Tommy played together in 2009, even before that, since I was young, and we won national title together in 2009, and we joked exactly about doing this. He said, you go chase your dream, go play wherever you want. He said, I'll keep building this stuff here in Calgary and come back one day and win us a trophy. So, you know, we've talked about this, and so we're trying to breathe into existence, and hopefully can get that done, which is pretty cool that he's gone and fulfilled his side of it. So I'm trying to fulfill my side of that promise. But no, it's so cool. Again, I lived in Europe for 10 years. It's hard being away from the family and stuff, and it's so cool that there's this league now here that I get to come home to. And like you said, my friends, my family are at every game. I get to wake up, come, and it's just like I've said it since day one. I thought the novelty would wear off maybe, but I'm smiling every day. I have so much fun here. It really is special, and it's so cool that the league is growing, and it's fun to be part of something that's building something for the future here and for the next generation. We're seeing players get sold, and, you know, it's so cool to be part of something like that. And then, again, on the personal side, we want to win trophies and do that, so it's fun.
And one of those teams, I only learned all this stuff like 2 minutes before he came up here. Better look you up. But one of those teams over there was Wrexham. So did you make the TV show, or you just played there before, you know, before the...
If you watch the documentary, you'll see me in the background training. So I'm in it.
All right.
I'm collecting my... Yeah, first episode. I'm collecting my royalties still. So you make sure you watch that.
All right.
I'm going to jump to Zoom. Hey, that Moses is waiting for Zoom.
Moses, I'm sure you might have a question or two for Charlie.
Yes, I do. Thank you so much for that. Charlie, congratulations. I know it was a big 3 points today. It wasn't necessarily a perfect performance, to say the least, but you got what you needed. That's important. My question for you, the first one, is you guys now are in the driver's seat. There are games tonight. Where are you guys watching that Fords versus Pacific matchup, if you guys are watching that here somewhere?
No, we fly back tonight, so we're going to be on the plane for the flight. So I think a few of us will buy the Wi-Fi and watch that. So, yeah, well, hopefully it goes our way and it'll be a fun flight home.
Charlie, just going back to the game, what can you say about your goalkeeper? Marco making some big-time saves for you late in the clutch against York this afternoon. Just what has he meant to this team, knowing that, you know, even if things maybe don't necessarily go your way in the back, you got that number one in the keeper position that can keep you in the games?
Yeah, he's the best in the league for me, so it gives us so much confidence back there. Not only shot stopping, but he's also unbelievable with his feet. So our ability with Klumpy and me and our back line to play out, you know, he starts that. But then, yeah, like I said, he gives us so much confidence. He makes big saves for us. He comes and catches crosses. So, yeah, like I said, we have such a strong unit and I think he's the backbone of that and gives us huge confidence, and it makes it easy to do in front of us. And again, you see how relaxed Klumpy looks playing, and it's because he knows he's got Ducci behind him. I'm the same. I'm, you know, playing with freedom because I know I have them behind me. So, yeah, it's just, again, such a strong unit that we know we can depend on him, which makes it such a, I don't know how to, it's invaluable, really, I guess, to the amount of the confidence he kind of breathes through the rest of the group. And then again, even off the field, I've got nothing but good things to say about him. He's a leader for us. He's unbelievable in the community. Like, it just goes, you can't say enough good things about the guy. It's so cool to play, be a teammate of his.
And finally, just one more for me is just in regards, I know you answered a little bit, just in regards to what it means to be a Calgarian and win this club their first ever league trophy. I know with El Clasico is one thing, with the Wild Rose Cup, but to put your name and your face to be part of that first group to pick up a trophy, whether it's the regular season or the playoffs, what does that mean for you?
It's massive. Again, do you want me to tell the story again that I played with Tommy in 2000? I'm sorry. No, it means so much. Like I said, this club put so much into this, the Spruce Meadows group. You know, they do such a good job for us. And they, I know at the end of the day, they're trying to build the game here, but they also, you know, we're a professional team and they demand trophies. Again, we say such good things about our fans and what they bring to us, but at this end of the day, they demand trophies. And, you know, the gaffer, he's here to win trophies. And so that's why we're all here. And it's the business end of things. So it means so much. Again, if I can do that in front of my friends and family and with this, keep saying, the unit we have and the family we have in the locker room, you know, it's going to be so much fun. So we're just, again, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We've still got work to do. But, yeah, we're excited and we keep doing what we got to do.
Thanks, Riley.
Thank you.
Thanks, Moses.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Right.
See you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Same recipe again. Charlie, you want to kick us off with the cover?
Sure. Let's just start on the game itself. Charlie seemed to think that it wasn't the best performance, but it's still one of those where you go on the road and you get the job done, right?
Yeah, I think that's it. It was a gritty performance versus a pretty performance, and that's what, you know, it's interesting. This, and Charlie, I just heard about what he'd said after the game, giving man the match. I think this is what this team's about, is there's a humbleness and a hunger about them that, you know, we haven't won anything just yet, so we're still hungry for that. We were good first half, average second half, but we thought if we're not going to connect on passes, we'll just see the game out, and we relied upon that a little bit too much. I encouraged them afterwards, but so many of them went, yeah, sorry, Gaff, wasn't my best performance today. We can be better. And that's the spirit you want going into the business end of the season.
In maybe a broader picture, for you as a manager watching these guys, they go out and they fight like that and they come up to you and say things like that, as a manager, it has to be a really good feeling to see the guys go out and fight like that for you, right?
Yeah, they take the wind out of my sails, because what can I say to that? You know, they know it, and I think that's what's special. This is a really special group, and I wish nothing but success for them, because they're out for each other, and they're right near the end. Even the one, I think, that was called offside, Marco, it's hit Marco, hit Klumpy, hit Eric, and it still didn't go in, but that's what they've brought. There's almost like a force field around them and with each other, and you know, I'm humbled to be able to work with them.
Thanks. Tom, you weren't really able to settle into this one offensively. I guess that, you know, that wasn't part of the game plan, but at halftime, did you kind of
talk to the players, knowing that that same trend would continue, maybe having to sit back a little more, keep York?
Yeah, in all honesty, Tom, no. We had to adapt in the game because I think if Meyer had scored his breakaway, and that's the one that he felt he could have either gone round the keeper or done something a bit different for his finish, it's a different scoreline, 2-0, and I think York are on that brink where they're still in the fight. So you're giving them a reason to stay in the fight. I mean, Nashie, in fairness to him, he's taken a team that's not had a couple of good performances and give us hell in that second half. There's no success without suffering. So we realised that after that 15 minutes of chaos, we actually had to change a few things. And we did, and we changed formation. We went into a 3-5-2, then we went into a 3-4-3, and then collapsed into the 5-4-1 right in the last 10 minutes. So that was an in-game adaptation.
You've had some, it hasn't really been easy for you in any of the games against York this year.
No.
It's always a chess match when you're up against Nashie. Did the players kind of gear up for this one a bit more, just knowing that, you know, you have the history of Nashie and he knows?
No, I think it's the other way around because he knows us. He's very proud to have been a part of ours. We're very good friends off the pitch and I feel for him. I mean, it's not a great situation for where he's at right now, but I think he's handled it with class. And I knew we were in for a fight, and if there's anybody that you want to give your best effort, he gave us their best effort, and we survived.
Thanks.
Any more questions in the room, Robin?
When you were here the other game in the season, first, and you ended up losing 1-0, but you deserved a penalty kicker, so you said. Yeah. And you thought that maybe things would even out. Now, I don't mean in this game, but just the whole season. Have you, like, had as many penalties as you deserve versus given up as many penalties, that things have evened out over 30, all these games?
I think so. I think we've had things that we necessarily didn't have, and then we've got ones that have been a bit soft, and I think as balance the scales, I just hope now it carries on into playoffs, because we've had some bad calls in playoffs that we would actually like to be on the other end of.
Is this, like, this playoff system reminds me of, like, Australian rules football. It's like you, the best teams get a second chance. If you do first and second, you'd say, why would they play right away? You get a second chance if you lose. And so this, that, I don't know, not that you say, well, yeah, we bank on that, but, it's more forgiving. Is that something you look forward to?
Listen, what's great about this, and this is all credit to the commissioner, he's made the regular season like it is. I mean, you watch that one, the Halifax and Ottawa game, and their goals, glory, and both ends. Every game now matters. This Forge and Pacific game is going to be terrific. Every game matters because it does. Whether it's you get a qualification and a trophy into the Champions League,
yes,
that's fantastic. I always think the purists enjoy the long haul of the 28-game season. The supporters love the excitement of playoffs. We have both. Let's lean into it because it is brilliant. I like the way the draws met because it puts more weight on a 28-game season than it does on someone having a good 3-4 game, lightning in a bottle kind of run.
Okay. Cool. And then, I don't know if you've seen the trophy, but pictures of it. Does your name, the team name actually goes on the trophy?
Do you know what? That's probably a good question for the commissioner. I don't know, Robin.
Is it retroactive?
Yeah. Maybe. We've got a healthy chip on our shoulder for the way 2019 ended up, because I think we should have had something, but
okay,
that's just me.
Just going to jump to Zoom and chat to
Moses. Moses Gaffer is waiting for your tough questions.
Go easy on me, Mo.
It never is, but, I'll try my best. We'll start off with, in the city with this club, the amount of blood, sweat, and tears that's been put in, the fan base that's been, wanting to celebrate something, and you're on the cusp of doing that. There's still the playoffs, but I mean, to have a trophy in the cabinet, what does that mean for you, the organization, that you could be just hours away from it, or even the next match away from that?
Yeah, and what I'll say is, while we're in a position where it hasn't been awarded yet, we're going to fight every game we can, and you saw that today. As to what it would mean for us is we've done a lot of great work through, developing the way Spruce Meadows looks like a football facility, to the fan base that we've created in the foot soldiers and the other supporter groups, to families and kids coming out, to club programs and camps. Everything's gone in. But for me, I'd love to win it for our fans, love to win it for our family. But Mrs. Southern, who was our first ever ticket holder, she's put a lot of work in behind the scenes, and the whole Southern family and people are proud of this community. And why shouldn't Calgary be a championship winning city? So they're the kind of daily reminders we have, and the field of excellence that we walk into every day. So we strive for it every day, and we're going to keep going until we get some.
Can you talk about this? You probably run out of superlatives when you talk, when you're talking about your goalie, Marco Carducci. Mm-hmm. I mean, what has he meant, you know, particularly this year? Because it seems like he's taken his game a notch, if that's even possible.
I think what you're seeing is what we saw when he went through his cancer battle, a remarkable human being that's a talented footballer. And I think what he's got now is a new lease of life. There's a calmness to him. There's a composure to him. Like, he can play with his feet, or he can come out and take big blocks or shots or crosses. It's remarkable to be on this journey with him, and like I said, I'm just humbled that we're part of it. And you've seen what Charlie said about him, and you know, he's our captain, and you know, he takes us into battle and does the work for us and stays calm all the way through, which is brilliant.
Thanks, Tommy. We'll see you on the pitch here at Spruce Meadows.
Okay, thanks everyone, appreciate your time.
Recording stopped.